Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.
It's so easy. 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right here on Alice 97.3.
Oh, I'm looking at my daily game today. Oops, I'm on the wrong page. That's going to be a fun one.
What's going to be a fun one?
The game I have for you at the end of the day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's fun. Today is June 19th. That is Juneteenth. Many people are off work today, so maybe you didn't have to get up early. You'll listen to the podcast a little later. That's always available to you.
And we appreciate that as well.
Absolutely. Oh, please. If you can, listen to it out loud without your headphones. You know, just like let that boom into the world.
As loudly as possible.
As loudly as possible. Walk around with it loud. That'd be great. This part of the show is brought to you by an Alice Escape to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden. Ah, my God. I want to go. 905-1205-505. We've got code words for you that can win you a pair of sold-out tickets for Harry Styles on October 3rd at Madison Square Garden. That'll be right after Taylor Mary's there.
Weird.
Plus, round-trip airfare and a two-night hotel stay for you and a guest, courtesy of Columbia Records. You can call or text us anytime, 800-400-3697. We have a regular email, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. But on Fridays, I like to specify badadvice973@gmail.com is where you want to send your problems to. I have carefully selected a couple of problems for today's guest advisor. Her name is Anna Runkle.
Anna.
She is the crappy childhood fairy. And she's an Oakland lady. She has over 1 million followers, people who come to her for advice. And just sometimes you just need someone to listen to you. And she has kind of gotten into a little bit of trouble with like the California Medical Board. And it feels not right to me. There's plenty of people out there, life coaches. I mean, she's never said that, like, I'm a psychologist or any of that. So we're going to talk to her about that.
I want to hear what she has to say about it, because I'd be curious how she even came to the attention of enough people in that business that they've decided to sue her.
Yeah, we'll spend a little time with her today, and then we'll let her have the first crack at some of these problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start with, don't forget, Bob's Movie Club assignment is Get Shorty. You've got until Thursday to watch Get Shorty and then join us 6 a.m. on Thursdays when we all yap about it. And that leads me to a cautionary tale for Bob. Bob, have you filed your taxes yet?
No.
Carlos Mencia is in jail for tax fraud. Allegedly, he's defrauded the government.
I like the dig at Bob for sure, but I'm going to guess Carlos has made considerably more money in his comedy career than...
Yes. But that does not mean that they're not looking.
I'm
not committing fraud. I'm just a little behind on my paperwork. I paid the taxes. In fact, they owe me money. So
right,
it's not a big deal. But I was supposed to get it done this week.
You did say
so
you
now
would.
I'm officially late. For real.
You were officially late on April 16th.
Yeah, but to my own standards.
Okay.
Which are different than other people's standards. There's no question. But still, it's time.
Please,
before Bob, 4th of July.
Take our concern as
love
as opposed to torture, because we really do want you to be okay.
Carlos Mencia was arrested yesterday. He is accused of stealing from the state of California. The district attorney's office held a press conference yesterday to announce that Mencia had been arrested for failing to report $8.7 million in income. They say he owes at least $300,000 plus interest and penalties. The DA says Mencia was contacted almost 80 times between 2019 and 24, but he ghosted them. He also called Mencia one of California's biggest tax delinquents. He's facing 12 counts, 6 for his personal taxes and 6 for his business. He's going to be arraigned Monday. And his bail is set at $250,000. The IRS is also after Mencia. They filed a lien back in 2021, claiming he didn't pay his taxes for 3 years and owes them $1.2 million. So he is in some trouble. What does he face? He could face blank years in prison.
You know, this is one of those stories that we know Wesley Snipes basically lost all the momentum of his career by getting thrown in jail. I don't remember how long he was in jail.
I thought he served about 2 years.
Like he was like this trucking along doing movie after movie and then hasn't really done anything since.
I haven't really seen him in much of anything.
He served 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Or and 24 months or so, 28 months.
What do you think? He's facing, this is Carlos Mencia, who's been arrested. He faces 12 counts, six for his personal taxes, six for his business taxes.
I'm going to guess they're gonna put a big number out there to really put the fear. I'll say 20 years.
Say seven.
12.
10 is the correct answer, okay. And that's a point for Bob. Look at you, Bob, getting on. Now all you have to do is do your taxes and you'll really be winning.
The funny part is it's probably going to take me less than an hour.
Yeah. Do you just fill out the 1040 EZ form?
No, because I have other income from my other odd jobs.
Oh, and those you probably don't pay taxes on.
Right. But I also make like $200 total, so.
Oh, I think you have to make $600 before you have to report it.
Oh, that's good to know.
I'm not an accountant.
Yeah, you are. You know.
I'll just do it anyway. I'll just report it. It's not that hard.
Might as well.
Well, obviously, it's kind of hard since I haven't done
it. Yeah, it must be really hard.
Wow, I really didn't want this energy on a holiday Friday.
Too bad for
you. What are you doing, Sarah? This
energy is wrong.
Nobody
wants to do taxes.
There was a very famous pro surfer who was also like at the peak of his physical fitness and earning power and went to jail. They pulled him right off the tour and put him in jail and said, you haven't paid your taxes. And he left there with a tattoo that says death and taxes. Because he knew, like he went, they'll never, and then they did. So Carlos,
the two things that are inevitable,
is going to jail. You can count on that. I'm so serious. He's going to go to jail.
He's
going to
get
10.
Some. Oh, it probably won't be. Like you said, there's probably higher penalties, and then he cries it down, and they're like, "Oh, you poor millionaire, you."
Mm-hmm. Isn't tax jail like more chill though, too?
You think they throw you in with the white collar crime people?
I think so. Or even lesser. It's like white collar.
I actually
but not
really
rich.
Don't know how they decide if you go to Camp Cupcake like Martha Stewart did or to just.
If you're a first time offender and haven't been to jail before and it's not a violent thing, they usually send you to white collar like or minimum security. Yeah. I had a buddy that went to minimum security. It's still jail.
Yeah,
it's still he still hated it. But you know, it's definitely not as
so.
Grody.
Is the line violence?
No. Like,
well, if I don't know if it's violence, but it's definitely first time offender, small. Maybe you're not serving a lot of time.
I don't really know. I don't know either, I don't want to go to jail.
Right.
Ever. It's just I never hear good things about jail. You know.
Yeah, but that's because they're keeping the PR bad about it.
Just so that we all toe the line.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't want you to know that it's not so bad in there.
Yeah, you think the 3 o'clock TV time is well worth the stay.
Three hot and a cot, baby.
You just work out all day.
Yeah,
you can work on your book.
Uh-huh.
Well, the worst part is when you
that's
get
what
arrested.
I do, work out all day.
They put you in a county jail, and those are really nasty.
Oh.
Like, those can be really, really tough.
Yeah.
I like to watch like 60 Days In and those jail shows.
Yeah, I don't like to watch any jail shows. I don't want to watch cops. I don't want to watch any of that.
They take real people, and these people volunteer to go into a jail for 60 days to...
Oh, I have heard about that show.
It's pretty cool.
They volunteered to go in for 60 days for what?
To be on a TV show.
To be on a TV show.
Supposedly to find things that are wrong with the prison to tell the warden. Like, here's how drugs are getting in. Here's how this is happening.
So they're rats.
They are rats.
So if anybody figures it out.
Yeah, exactly. So
now they lost the show.
They pulled people many times because the inmates figured it out. And they were like, you got to get out of here right now.
How are they filming?
Well, they put the cameras in ahead of time and tell the inmates that it is for a documentary. And they interview inmates as well so that the inmates don't see just certain people getting pulled out for interviews. So they're interviewing inmates at the same time.
Tricky.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a good watch.
I watched Orange is the New Black back in the day. And that's women prison. And that, you know, scared me straight for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it definitely doesn't seem idyllic.
But it also, you know, really humanized criminals to me as
well. Well, we do think of them as the bad people. And yet they're just, you know, people with flaws and bad luck and also terrible people, you know, some of them. Yeah. Make good choices.
Make good choices. My mom and I always say that to each other. It's from Freaky Friday.
Oh, that's funny. Is that where it's from?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I know a lot of people who say make good choices. That must be.
Make good choices,
so I say
sweetie.
It sometimes too. Make good choices. Mm. In the year 2000-ish, you and I interviewed Jim Carrey.
Yes.
And he was promoting The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
We did a... That was... It was fun.
It was. It was a fun interview. It was on the phone.
I remember it very well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. Again, we're huge fans of his, so it was, you know, it was a big deal for us to get to talk to him. And he was dark. And part of the reason is that, remember the story was that he had to go through like CIA level torture training because getting in and out of that Grinch outfit daily was like an 8-hour process. Mm-hmm. And he said to us in no uncertain terms, I'm never doing that again. I will never do that again.
Well, he also said, at which I still think about and just go, oh my gosh. He was like, can you imagine? And he's talking to us, like we're just DJs.
Yeah.
Having to take direction from Opie. And we were like,
I mean, he seems like an established
Ron Howard is a director.
He's a grown man now.
I don't know why you're having trouble, but he didn't. He was swinging haymakers at everybody.
He was mad about it. He was definitely, he's like, yeah, I'm sitting in the dark in my robe, slamming cigarettes and coffee, whatever he was doing.
Sarah had asked him, like, you know, oh, you're at home, so are you and your man, you know, and then he went, yeah, I'm in my house, but I'm in the dark. Chain smoking cigarettes, doing interviews for a movie that I didn't enjoy making. And we were all gulp.
Yeah, it took him 8 hours to get into it. He said he felt like he was being buried alive in it and was so overwhelmed the first day that he put his foot through a trailer wall and initially refused to return to set.
Well,
he had to endure heavy silicone masks that forced him to mouth breathe, Frisbee-sized contact lenses covering his entire eyeball, and uncomfortably long fingers that prevented him from scratching his own face.
I'm wondering if the way they've gotten him to agree to a sequel, because that's the story here, is that they go, we're going to put you in a green suit, with the one with the little white balls all over it, and we're going to CG this entire thing, and no one's ever going to know. It'll be like Chappie. Like Chappie was fully...
Yeah, that no looks, one will ever know.
And that was 10 years ago. You can't tell that's not real.
My question is a bigger one, I guess, off of the costuming and how they'll shoot it. The Grinch, it's a one and done. What's the next story?
Apparently there's more,
but there isn't. He, you know, comes around and
how the Grinch stole Christmas again.
How the Grinch stole Halloween.
Oh,
or how he saved Christmas this time. Maybe he's going to be doing good stuff.
Ron Howard is returning to direct and to produce again. It's pretty early on, so I don't have any plot details or even a title yet. There isn't any word if the original cast members will return. Like, I think notably, Taylor Momsen was a little girl and she played Cindy Lou Who, but she could play, you know, Mrs. Lou Who.
Yeah, I don't know what they're planning. I assume the script is done because we wouldn't be hiring actors if it wasn't.
Right. Well, for him to have committed to it might be step one.
Well, us knowing...
But there has to be a script for him to read.
How much he hated it?
Right.
It's a strange thing to hear because we just happened to have direct contact with him at that time and he did not like the experience.
But they even talk about that here. It's been almost 26 years since the first movie hit theaters. The sequel is a surprise considering it was such an uncomfortable, grueling makeup transformation. It wouldn't be a big deal to recreate, but Universal actually demolished their Whoville sets back in 2020. It used to be on the studio tour. Like if you would go to Universal The actual, I guess the actual production facilities, they would tour you around and there was Whoville. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to rebuild that, I guess. And probably it needed a new paint job anyway.
And
it,
yeah, there may be more green screen than we even know.
Right. And actually, that is how they make movies these days. Especially if they've got a good sized budget. Maybe your brother can help him out.
You know, what's super weird is that I'm a big Jim Carrey fan. He was on a run there through the 90s. He was on fire. He was, you know, one of the biggest. The Truman Show is such
a
great
movie.
Like, there's lots of good stuff he did. He couldn't get work for a long time there. And I think that he made this big, I'm retiring, because he wanted to do stuff not comedy.
Right.
And he's made that a very clear to everybody, and no one will hire him.
You're like, we want you for our comedy, not for our drama piece.
The only thing I know that he's done in the last 10 years, maybe even longer, is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm.
And he's great in it.
Yeah.
But it's not the serious work that he'd hoped to go do. He wanted to leave all that behind, and clearly no one will hire him for it.
Yeah, he did what, remember, he did a couple things. Like, even the Truman Show is less of the slapstick comedy. Like, that required some real acting. But he did something
Spotless
like...
Spotless Mind.
Yep, that's actually really great. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless
Mind. And Man on the Moon.
All right. I didn't see that, though.
I never watched that. Yeah. And I
didn't care.
I'm a huge fan of both of them, and that's why I couldn't watch it.
There was also one where, like, somewhere in north of us in California, there was, like, a theater, and remember, like, Restoring the Mystic Theater or something? There was some story where he was just a guy who wanted to fix the old theater back up and
I don't remember
put
that
on
one.
A show.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyway, all right, cool. Well,
yeah,
I'm glad to hear he's back at work. I love the guy, but... And you know what he also does great? He's great when he does speeches at award shows.
He's so good.
They're always good.
Always, always funny and well-prepared and cutting,
sharp.
Biting.
Yes,
yeah,
very sharp.
All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Oh, boy.
I know.
There I am having fun, and now I have to. Don't tell your mom after these.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
All morning.
Bum, 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 ba, 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 bum. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen at 7 a.m. to Bad Advice and our guest advisor, the crappy childhood fairy from Oakland. We're so excited.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by HealthRight 360. HealthRight 360, helping our community access mental health care, addiction recovery, and support services for communities across California. Learn more at healthright360.org. Here's what's happening. The overcast yesterday really didn't burn off on the beach at all, so hopefully you did end up getting some sunshine elsewhere.
No.
You didn't get any sun?
No, it was a misty, crappy day.
Mm.
June gloom.
I kind of like it. I like it cooler.
Mm. Well... It is nice that it's not a 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'd be bitching about that, too.
Right. But so anyway, sorry if it didn't break clear up for you. But I'm sure they're, you know, in the Napa, they're like, what are you talking about? It was beautiful. All right.
Yeah. All the places where it's always beautiful. Good for you. Oh, good for you.
All right. It's hard to do the weather around here when, you know, some places go full-blown summer.
Right.
And others are like, oh, I need a parka.
Today, there'll be a range of weather. Look out your window. Enjoy.
Boy, I'm having a flashback right now.
What?
Because every time this time of year, Father's Day is around the corner and we have this mixed bag of weather. It's the same.
Mm.
Anyway, Father's Day is this weekend, everyone. So I realize today is Juneteenth. And if you're not familiar, please look it up. It's
an important day.
Stop short of calling it a holiday because it commemorates some pretty dark history. But on the other hand, it is good news.
Yep. Yesterday, Obama did the dedication. They had the big show and the dedication for the Obama Library, the Obama Democracy Center, whatever the name of it is. He did the most stirring speech. Like, if you...
I miss him. I watched it.
It was so good. That is a dignified, smart, important person. Like, that is it's worth a minute of your time. You should
Yeah, I didn't see any of it. So, okay.
Just his speech alone. There's a million bands play. There was a whole big production.
A million bands?
Yeah, they had Stevie Wonder. The guys from U2 were there.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my God. She opened the show, didn't she?
Yeah.
Let's see. Common, John Legend, Eddie Vedder, Bruce Springsteen, Mark Anthony.
Wow.
Yeah, The Roots. It was a big show and a lot of speeches as they're doing the dedication for this thing.
Michelle was great, too.
Yeah, he actually joked. He goes, she wouldn't let me see her speech. He had to hear it when everybody else heard it.
Oh,
but it was his speech was beautiful. Like, I got choked up reading it this morning.
Well, it's not like she was going to go scorched earth, right?
Good God, no, I'm sure, yeah. No. But he had to joke about it. You know, she's her own woman.
Right, well, that is the way, isn't it, Bob?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. For Father's Day, here's some stuff on the internet. Kind of a rundown. Dads will love whatever you give them. When asked, 90% of dads said, I will like whatever you hand me.
Because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
Well, it's
not a lie.
Come on.
We tell, we say things for important reasons sometimes as parents because you don't want to crush a 5-year-old, Maddie.
Well, if it's a real bad gift, though.
This is the worst drawing and crayon I've ever seen.
I've been very careful. My kid, even they go to Petroglyph every now and then. You know what that is? Where you paint the
pottery stuff.
Stuff, okay. And then they put it in the kiln and it comes out.
Glaze
all
it.
Yes. My kid goes, you don't have the statue that I gave you. And I go, shh. Yes, I do. And she went, oh, and starts smiling.
What's it a statue of?
It's like a axolotl.
Oh.
But it was painted in with her.
They have ceramic axolotls.
Oh, God,
at
yes.
This place.
Axolotls are legit.
They're a big deal these days. What is it
if
again?
If you don't know, axolotls and unicorns are like a big part of kids' childhoods today. And I don't know where the axolotl is like a water animal, not a lizard, not a octopus or fish, but it's
kind of a
pull one up. All right, give it a look. They're cute.
Axolotl.
Cute little pink things.
It's got like gills or something on the side of its face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're
they
right.
Look like
I looked
sea
this up
monsters
before. They
or
do
something.
Kind of, but like a really friendly sea monster.
But
it has a very
small.
Sweet face. They're like a. Like if a tadpole was adorable with little spikes coming out the sides of its
right.
head.
Anyway.
It's so cute. The
they
real
are,
one's
they
cute.
They are really cute. Yeah.
They're cute. And kids love them.
Mm.
No, I don't. You're right. Had I ever heard of an axolotl as a young man? Not once.
Oh.
You?
The real ones are not as cute as these little, I guess I'm seeing. Are they dark? Are they all this dark green color?
I don't know. What are you finding?
Well, I see a lot of white bodies with pink spikes coming out the sides, but then I'm seeing pictures of actual axolotls and they're dark. They are, like, are those fake ones?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know anything
apparently they
about.
Come in a range of cuteness.
It's one of those things that seems to have captured, like, there's one in that guy's hand. And that's
oh, yeah, that
white
one's real. Okay, that's white and pink. You're right. Okay, great. Phew. I was like, boy, those things are gross.
Well, they're still gross.
They look like they're smiling, though. It's kind
they
of
do.
It's very creepy.
Yeah. No, is it creepy? I think they're kind of adorable.
Oh, kids love them.
The axolotl.
And I have an axolotl statuette painted what appears to be with a left hand.
It's just scribbled on.
Well.
And glazed.
But I still have it.
Mm.
Don't even try it, because here it is. Punk. On average, dads would want a gift. Dads who would want a gift expect their significant other to spend $76 and their child to spend $33.
If they want a gift.
I don't want a gift. I don't need anything.
I always wind up getting John something.
Do you?
Yeah. This year I got him two
golf
things.
Clubs.
I got him. Well, he won't hear this. I got him a golf cap with a long beak on it because all he has is like, you know, regular trucker caps.
And and the long beak is...
It's a specific...
Desirous?
It's funny because everybody in my family played golf when I was a kid. My grandma had this long cap, and my grandpa, they had... It's a ball cap, but then it has a very long brim. What is that called? The part that sticks out the front.
The brim's fine.
Okay. So it just, it's, I don't know. And it's, she's like, oh, it's my, give me my golfing hat, my golf cap, whatever. So I got him one of those. It's supposedly specifically a golf cap. And the, and then I got him this thing. It's like a telescoping flashlight that has a magnet at the end of it.
Oh, so he can do stuff around the house.
For stuff around the house. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
You must have a project in mind.
You just never know. You need the right tool. The right tool is important.
Well, anyway, speaking of golf, since you brought it up, your cousin.
Yeah.
Is playing in the U.S. Open.
In the seniors open.
Whatever.
I think there's a distinction. Difference? I don't know.
There is a distinction. There's an age. I think you have to be like at 50-something, you cross over and you can play in the seniors or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
But plenty of guys are still like, I'm good enough to win over here.
Yeah. So John is talking with Tucker about, he's going to go at least for a couple of the days. But
where is Shiny?
Ohio. Columbus.
Shinnecock.
Shinnecock? Shinnecock?
Hold on.
What's the name of this town?
I'm not sure.
Something like that. Shinnecock.
I don't know it. That's why I stopped short, because that word is...
It is Shinnecock.
It's Shinnecock, yeah.
Shinnecock.
Yeah.
Got it.
Something like that.
Great.
Yeah.
So John's going to Shinnecock.
It sounds like it. He's going to try. We're, you know, it's out of the blue, so he's got to wrap his head around it. But he and Tucker are talking. I'm so psyched for Tucker. Like, has enough crap happened in that guy's life in the last couple of years with his brother having ALS and divorces and everything else.
Oh, so. He's divorced?
He is.
Oh, no.
I know.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
It doesn't seem fun.
No, it does not seem fun.
No.
It's hard. It's hard on everybody.
Does not seem fun.
Well, your toes are on the precipice, aren't they?
They are. And the more I read about it, the more excited I am about it.
Oh,
it just looks like it's going to be a fun
No, it's not going to be fun.
It's going to be.
We just established that a second ago. You can't change the tune now.
Going to Santa Cruz.
Oh, to be young again.
Anyway, it's Father's Day, everyone. So just, you know, it's coming up on Sunday. Try to take care of Dad. That's enough of that. This story, though, is kind of fun about Father's Day. So that they were saying in the story, there's a thread online where dads and their kids are anonymously revealing their best. Don't tell your mom about this.
Oh.
Don't tell mom.
Okay.
Now, I can tell you from my experience, because one of my kids has a dietary restrictions, and now I do, but for a while I didn't, and Edie and I would eat desserts in the garage. Like, that was we'd sneak off, and there we are in the garage,
the things that
and
the
we're
other
sharing an
have.
Ice cream sandwich or whatever. Mm. Now, I can't even join her for that, so I'm like, all right, go in the garage and eat this. Don't tell your mom.
And then, you know, the thing about saying to a kid, don't tell your mom, is now they're going to. Like, if you hadn't said anything, they'd just forget about it in the ping pong kid world, you know?
Right.
But no.
No, you can't trust. You cannot conspire with kids.
Absolutely not.
And we see that a lot with the people who, we see some of these teachers who are like, yeah, I'm dating one of my students. No one will ever find out, except that kids talk. They squeal.
They're excited about dating the teacher.
How can you possibly trust a 13-year-old to hold your water? So dumb.
Yeah, for real.
Let's see here. This story is right along the lines of what I said. My 4-year-old son randomly walked into the kitchen at 3 a.m. and saw me eating ice cream. So I got him a bowl and we were whispering like nerds. And I said, don't tell mom. But you're right. As soon as you said that,
Now I've got some ammo. Next time you need me to do something, I'm going to say, you know that thing you told me not to tell mom? Although actually, they're not even that devious. They're just going to go tell mom.
This is from a kid. I was with my dad and we thought it was a good idea to start a small fire on the wooden porch. We thought we put it out, but the wind must have kicked up. because we came outside the next day and there was a giant hole burned in the porch.
You're lucky that's all.
I know. My dad told me, hey, listen, don't tell your mom. I'll get it fixed. Why would you start a fire on your wooden porch?
Walk away from it.
Right. Without hosing it down and making sure it's completely out. I know these people are dumb. That person in particular.
Did your dad, when he would give you some of his beer, tell you, don't tell your mom? Or
no.
Was your mom well aware of what was going on out there?
It just wasn't a thing, I guess.
Well, it was a thing for you because you remember it.
Oh, I loved it.
And talk about it lovingly.
I remember being a little kid and that ice cold, he'd get off his mower, his ride-on mower, and he'd walk over to the garage, open up the fridge in there filled with Schlitz, crack a cold one. I'd be like, oh, could I? Here you go. Have a sip. It was like heaven.
Yeah, I just realized one of the things I've done with both of my kids is I've let them drive. And that's probably a huge mistake. And even mentioning it on the air is even
terrible.
A bigger mistake. Yeah, yeah. But it is one of those things where I'm doing 1 mile per hour on my own street.
Mm. With them in your lap, I assume.
And the kid is the grin and the like, oh my, and then every time it's don't tell your mom.
And do they?
They haven't. I mean, I just did. So mm-hmm. If anybody got anybody busted, it's me.
When's the last time this happened?
A long time ago.
Yeah. They're okay.
Very
Let's
long
go
time
with that.
Ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, there have been times where they're like, I can drive. Ask dad.
Why would dad know that? What's wrong with you?
Zip it.
You're going to suddenly not be allowed to drive anymore.
You believe
that Isla is really, well, she's like 3.5 years away from getting her learner's permit. Can't you get it at 15 and a half?
Yeah, she's going to turn 13 this November.
I cannot believe she's going to be 13.
And she is full on becoming a little lady. She has a little boyfriend of hers.
I can't wait to see her.
She's going through some certain, experiencing maturity, if you know what I mean.
I do. Has she bled?
Yeah, don't bring that up.
All right, don't worry, I won't. You've already brought it up too many times.
She is so mad about it.
Well, it sucks. At first, you're like, oh, how exciting. Are you there, God? It's me. Judy? It's not Judy.
Margaret.
Thank you. Thank you for knowing the name of the book about teenagers menstruating for the first time. It isn't, now they have it and they're all excited. And then all of a sudden, a couple months in, you go, oh, this is going to freaking happen to me every month. And it gets worse. I'm going to be cramping and having accidents. It is the worst. Oh, women, we are so strong.
Yep.
If we can get through that, imagine a dude having that every month. Oh, you'd be crying. Oh, my tummy. Oh. Mm.
True.
Wait, how do we get?
Because you're looking at me like
you
that.
You went all the way through.
Bears don't complain, Vinny.
Yeah, they just eat you.
I haven't complained. You know,
stop complaining and eat me already.
She's the one complaining.
When bears are sick, we don't hear from them.
Yeah.
You know, when men are sick, it's like.
I know. A man cold. That's what I call them. Oh, you have a man cold.
I guarantee you I don't do that.
You know,
you can ask Chris. We're coming to your party.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I go, I let Sarah know that. And she goes, oh, her and I are talking.
Yeah.
And I went, oh.
Yeah. I'm so excited about that. I cleaned my whole workshop and I'm setting up these little beading places. I want
that's
your
great.
Girls to make little crafts and
Aww.
Stuff. You can make one too, Bob. It's,
thanks.
Yeah. I know. I'm really excited about
I'm going
to
make one.
Oh, I'm not letting you in my workshop.
No, come on.
You can't sit still long enough to make one.
I know. It takes some time and patience.
You say that, but I'm going to tell you something because I was thinking about this recently. There's been a pretty big transformation in my work life in that I have absolutely committed to sitting still. I used to get up, walk around. I would be passing the mic as I'm doing the show, and I never was able to just sit and broadcast. Mm. And I've made a big effort. But if there's anything where I could say, well, I really got to talk into the mic, that'd be, how you.
All right, I'll set up a station for you.
Thank you. I can't sit still, you're right. But I'm saying, like, just in terms of at work,
yeah,
it's the biggest correction I've made in the way that I do things is sit freaking still for the time you need to be on mic.
You know what's great about this is there's a bunch of kids coming, a few kids between like your youngest age and mid-teens. And so I was like, oh, that'll be fun for them. They can bead. They can go in and out of the workshop. There's paint in there. There's all kinds of crap in there. And it's a mess anyway, so have fun. And I needed someone to keep an eye on it all day long. So that's, thank you for volunteering.
I'll do it.
I will do it. I'd much rather hang out with kids at a party than
I'm not letting you anywhere near kids.
Come on.
Yeah, I feel like that's inappropriate. Somebody's dad is one thing.
Our text number is 800-400-3.
I can't help it that I'm a single dude without kids.
Take the bear, please.
Well, yeah, actually, though, you weren't. And then you did do some things that led to a divorce, didn't you?
Yeah, but I doesn't mean I can't be around. I mean, I'm around my nieces and nephews.
I'm just kidding. Don't be silly. But no, you can't do it. It's you, Vinny. I've elected Vinny.
All right.
You can stop by, but not unaccompanied.
After the story, I heard a story about something that Maddie did at your house. I've heard this story 10 times.
I know.
And honestly, after hearing the story the first time, much less the 10th time, I can't even believe she invites you over.
Oh, I love Maddie.
I didn't say you don't love Maddie.
He hasn't done it since. He's housebroken now. So
the story goes, he walked into the party sick. Went, I need to use the restroom, went into a restroom, destroyed it. She was like, there was poop on the walls.
Yeah.
Which I've never even heard of. I've seen it.
Well, it's clearly happening from both ends. So it was.
Yeah, but don't you put the back end over the toilet?
Sometimes it doesn't make it.
And then he came out of the bathroom and said, I have to go. The bathroom's. And I was like, well, thanks for the heads up. And then they left.
And then the story goes, she goes, I had to get a bucket, gloves, and go in there and wash the walls.
It's like the main bathroom where everyone was going to go. It was not your best moment, but it didn't make me love you less. I mean,
I'm just glad that's been told so many times.
Many times.
I mean, that is an epic tale of woe and despair. So... and I think he was dropping. He basically drove all the way to my house, dropped off his black-eyed peas that he had made for the, whatever, the potluck. And then he basically destroyed the bathroom and left. And I looked at the peas and I went, the sick guy was leaning over the top of these for, I tossed the beans.
Oh.
I know. I just.
It's okay. I understand.
I figured you were in no state to be cooking.
It's a couple days to make those. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. I just want to say for the record, and I'm not trying to brag, Maddie. I really am not. But I've never pooped on a wall.
That's a good flex. Mm. That is.
Have you?
I am going to say that I have had an incident where there were both ends were happening when I was a kid, and it was a disaster in the bathroom, but it did not reach the wall.
So you so the answer to the question is
it's happened in both ends. It was a surprise as I was heaving out the front. It was a surprise out the back.
Bob, come on, have my back here.
No,
it's just happened, right?
I almost never throw up, like ever. So, why?
You just force yourself not to?
No, I just don't. I just like digest it too quickly. It's always the other way.
Steel.
Like always. So,
So you have hit a wall, or you haven't?
No,
I haven't.
Wall?
Okay,
so
it's a just very strange
handling
thing.
One thing at a time over here.
It was like a horror movie scene when I walked in there and went. And then I went back to the kitchen and got geared up, put on some goggles.
Hazmat suit.
Yeah, a breather.
Ladies, this could all be yours.
Oh, my God.
That is true.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Anna Runkle, the crappy childhood fairy, joins us for bad advice.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice, 97.3.